The word Badlands, what does that mean?
Well, I've never been in the Dakotas and wherever the Badlands are, but apparently it's some kind of area that is non-arable. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why exactly it's non-arable. I tried to find out in England last summer what was the difference between a heath and a... What was another word she was using? And then she never could explain it to me. But I think it's where nothing grows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Badlands.
And how about the High Plains? What kind of a place is that?
Well, that's where we grow wheat. Lots of wheat. The breadbasket of the United States.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the word hole, H-O-L-E, in relation to a mountain. What would that mean?
Oh. I don't know. H-O-L-E, in relation to a mountain.
I was thinking maybe like Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I've been trying to think of that one too, mm-hmm. or understand what that might mean.
It is a hole, in a sense. It's like a valley.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was a cute name.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I like it.
How about the difference between a mountain and a hill?
Okay. A hill is much smaller than a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, of course, a mountain can be a mountain range, or it can just be a very large hill.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
And let's see, a place between two mountain peaks like that?
I guess it would be a valley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the difference between that and a canyon?
Well, a canyon is smaller than a valley. Now, I always think of a valley as having a river flowing through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice they speak in California of the Sacramento Valley, and I don't really think there's a river there. And then around Los Angeles, they speak of the valley, and I don't think there's a river. So mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway, I've always thought of a valley as being a depression in between two mountain ranges or, yeah. That has a river flowing through it. A canyon is an area in a mountain that doesn't have water particularly,
mm-hmm.
but it's narrower, much narrower in my connotation than a valley,
mm-hmm.
and a valley also connotes to me. Where things grow.
Mm-hmm.
And a canyon, no, things don't grow. Well, native plants mm-hmm. might grow, cactus or whatever, but it's very narrow and it's not tilled. But a valley would be tilled mm-hmm. in my connotation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a good distinction.
Okay.
Now, when water goes over a cliff, you call that a...
Waterfall.
Mm-hmm. And the water that turns white when it goes over the rapids is called?
White water.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you know some different wildflowers that we have in El Paso?
Well, no. We have poppies
mm-hmm.
seasonally. I think there's a plant called a verbena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it's wild.
I've heard that, though. I've heard mm-hmm. that some people have said that that's wild, and I did not know
it
that.
It may be, and it may not be. Of course, we have the wonderful sage, but that's a brush, a bush. Oh, it's so beautiful when it blooms. Mm-hmm. It's beginning
it
to
sure
bloom
is.
Now, by the way. We don't have blue vines. I don't know any more wildflowers. Maybe we have like maybe some type of little daisy or sunflower. I'm not sure.